Sheboygan's gets Country V93. On Wednesdays, we touch base with the United Way. Leanne is joining us in studio here this morning. How are you doing, Leanne?
I am doing great.
I just got put in my place, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
We have Shar is here from the organization Love on a Leash. And for those that don't know, Shar used to run this building.
Yeah,
right, for many years.
You name it, I did it.
So here's what I always say to people when they come in. I tell Leanne this, and I tell Caitlin this all the time. We have one guest mic, so if we have two guests, they have to share the mic. And I always just say you have to talk kind of close to the mic because it doesn't pick up the best. And Shar immediately said, don't complain about the equipment, because I'm sure you heard plenty of people like me whining about equipment over your time in this building.
Oh, yeah. There were announcers in my office all the time.
I love it. Okay. Well, tell us about Love on a Leash. We've got a friend in studio here, too, with you.
Yep. Wandering around by our feet is Faith. She is a certified therapy dog. She is certified through Love on a Leash.
Yeah.
And what Faith and I do is we are out giving comfort, if you want to say that, in all kinds of different ways.
Sure.
Last evening we were at Mead Library, and little kids would pick out a book and read it to Faith, and it's a great way, not intimidating. If you remember getting up in front of a class,
oh right, yeah,
you know,
anxiety.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Here you get to sit down with a dog and read a book.
I've actually read articles about that. That is very good for kids that are learning to read, because it can be, when you're reading out loud for the first time, very intimidating if you stumble over words or if you struggle a little bit. Dogs are so judgment-free that you can do whatever. If you struggle, that's fine. You work your way through it. I've read a really interesting article about that not that long ago, so that's cool that that's happening here.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see the work that therapy dogs can do. I was sharing before we came in about all the different things that Faith is doing. She's visiting classrooms, libraries, hospitals, treatment centers, and just recently now she started doing therapy visits to the 911 call center here in Sheboygan.
No kidding. Well, that's really neat. So you gave me a little card here that shows the differences between a service dog, an emotional support animal, and a certified therapy pet. I guess I didn't know there were that many variations for the dogs.
And now they're even trying to come up with other classifications, different rights that dog has.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, people go on Amazon online, buy a vest, slap it on their dog,
yeah,
and think they can walk, go in anywhere.
So it is as easy as that. So a lot of people are exploiting that, I would
yes,
think.
Yes, they are.
Interesting. Did you see, happen to see, I know this is a total side note, but we had George H.W. Bush's passing, and they had the service yesterday. Did you see the video of Sully, the service dog? God, that just broke your heart. This was such a heart-wrenching moment, but that's the connection that the people have with those types of dogs, and they had, I think his dog's name was Sully. Saying his final goodbye, and you could just see how sad the dog was in his eyes. But it just shows you the connection that animals just in general, but specifically those types of dogs, have with the people that they're working with.
Yeah, they're not judgmental.
Yeah.
You know, and way too often people judge you, they criticize you. Faith works with me every day at Horizons for Girls.
Yeah.
And we're working with at-risk teenage girls. And again, the first time I meet with a student, they're kind of looking at me like, who are you? Why do I have to be here? And I don't like this.
Yeah.
And as soon as they meet Faith, that wall
comes right
down.
As soon as there's
a dog
in the room, it just makes everybody just goes, ah, that's fun. You know, it's just something nice to have. So for Love on a Leash, Sheboygan chapter or branch, if people want to get involved, how do they do that?
They can email Faith.
Okay.
At horizonsforgirls.com.
Is it for the number four or spelled out? The number four. Faith at horizonsforgirls.com. And are you guys have any events or anything you wanted to promote coming up?
We're out there constantly.
Sure.
I mean, this Saturday. Oh, excuse me. Saturday we're at. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, I do that a million times. I do it way more than I should.
It's Cedar Grove Public Library. So we're constantly getting requests to be out with our dogs.
Yeah.
And next week, Saturday, we're doing a visit to Rocky Knoll.
Okay.
We're distributing Christmas cookies.
Oh, awesome.
So the students from Horizons, they've raised some money, bought the cookies, and now we're going to go out there And we will have Faith with us, and we'll be going room to room, passing out 74 dozen Christmas cookies.
Jeez, wow, okay. Well, that's really cool. Yeah. More details, website, Facebook, social media, things like that?
Facebook is probably the easiest for, and it's Sheboygan Area Certified Therapy Pets.
Okay, sounds good. Char, Leanne, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.